Hello, everyone. I'm Lynn Fever, and I welcome you to the November 14th, 2024 episode of FreePod. As always, we're proud to bring you this short weekly podcast with the help of a large volunteer group dedicated to providing objective news that's specific to our community.
And I'm Alan Wenzel. And Lynn and I would like to remind you that any photos, phone numbers, website addresses can always be found in the print version of our newscast on the FreePod website at freepod.org. And you can also navigate to our FreePod page through our Facebook page. Now, let's get started on the local news you've been missing. Freeport City street crews will be installing a large water main on Adams Avenue over the next 4 to 6 weeks. Now, that's going to cause considerable traffic delays from Float down to Exchange Street on the city's east side. And at times, the Adams Avenue intersections at Main and Stevenson will be fully closed. So, please pay attention to the clearly marked detours. Now, there will be some additional and considerable delays expected while crews pave Ridge Drive and Westwood Avenue on the west part of the city. That work will be done by Thanksgiving. The city asks that you pay attention to street work signs and obey them with the utmost caution. And ask motorists to avoid areas under construction to ease traffic congestion. Now, residents in these areas are asked to park on the side streets during the day, because if you fail to do that, your car is going to get towed. And at the end of the day, construction areas will be reopened so that you can then park in your driveway. Please, please don't ignore detours and drive around barricades, because that could result in injuries to workers, involve project delays, and cause vehicle accidents. City of Freeport would like to thank residents and drivers for all of their patience during this season's construction work. This year, the Public Works Department finished a record-breaking 7.5 miles of repaving within the city of Freeport. And next year, the city has approved a $5 million road improvement project for the city. More about that plan in a podcast later this year.
In conjunction with the Federal Emergency Management Agency, also known as FEMA, Freeport has applied for hazard mitigation assistance funds intended to reduce the risk of loss of life or property from future hazards or disasters. The proposed project in Freeport would allow the city to buy and demolish properties within the Pecatonica floodway, located east of the Pecatonica River and including both residential and commercial properties. Under the National Environmental Policy Act, the public must have the opportunity to comment on any federal actions that may affect floodplains or wetlands. And under the National Historic Preservation Act, public notice is also required for some projects which have the potential to affect historic properties. As such, public participation in this project is encouraged, and those interested are invited to comment within 30 days. Both an email address and the appropriate mail addresses are included in the print version of this newscast on the FreePod website or in the story on the website of WNIJ, our NPR partner in DeKalb.
In other City of Freeport news, donations to help the 333rd Military Police Company can be made at City Hall. The 333rd includes 62 soldiers from this area who were deployed Thursday, September 19th to Alaska for national security purposes. Donations can be made through the end of November, and requested items include toiletries, hand warmers, wool socks, snacks, and batteries. Please bring all donations to the City Hall lobby at 314 West Stevenson Street during business hours and speak to a representative at the desk. Mayor Jody Miller and other officials offer their support for these individuals who make up this group and look forward to the day they will be welcomed back home to Freeport.
For those who are saddened by the end of the farmers market season, fear not. This year, the Stevenson County Farmers Market that operates in the Exchange Street parking lot downtown during the summer will host an indoor market during the winter. Diverse items will be featured, including seasonal herbs and produce, jams and fruit butters, pickled items, bread, scones, meat, soap, jewelry, and much more. So every second and fourth Saturday from November through February, you'll find the Winter Farmers Market at the Farm Bureau Building, 210 West Spring Street in Freeport. A dozen vendors will participate, including many of the familiar vendors from downtown, as well as those from other local markets. The winter market will be open from 10 a.m. to 1 on the 2nd and 4th Saturdays. Coordinator Amara Striegel says, "We're grateful to the Farm Bureau for letting us use their space. We have great offerings from our vendors and are also making room for a community table where people can grab a free cup of coffee to keep them warm and can sit and visit with their neighbors." In a survey last summer, this sense of community was frequently mentioned as the reason people enjoyed visiting the market. Amara says that they had a great crowd on their first Saturday in November, with lots of regular market goers and some new faces, too. Please use the Farm Bureau's side entrance to visit the market on November 23rd and every second and fourth Saturday through February. You can follow the Stevenson County Farmers Market on Facebook or on email at stevensoncountyfarmersmarket@gmail.com.
The YMCA will be closed on Thanksgiving Day, but you can still kick off your day with a healthy dose of fun because the Y will once again host the annual Thanksgiving Day Turkey Trot 5K or 1 mile fun run. The event begins at 8 a.m. on Thanksgiving Day in the lobby of the YMCA, and the event fee for either the 5K or the 1 mile run is two non-perishable food items or $5. All donations go to the Freeport Area Church Cooperative's food bank. Now, the fun run is designed for participants of all ages and fitness levels. No registration is required, so just show up with your friends and family for a healthy start for your Turkey Day celebrations. For more information, check out the Y's Facebook page. Regular operations at the Y will resume again on Friday, November 29th, the day after Thanksgiving.
And in other news from the Y, registration for the 3rd and 4th grade basketball league is now open at freeportymca.org. This is an opportunity for young athletes to learn the fundamentals of basketball while also building lasting friendships. The focus on sportsmanship and friendship aligns with the YMCA commitment to youth development and ensures that every child feels valued and included. Register for your child's spot today before the spaces fill up.
If you like books, like Lynn and I do, the second annual Author Fest is just for you. The event is scheduled at the Lincoln Mall on Saturday, November 23rd, from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. You'll have a great opportunity to do some holiday shopping or just finding something special for yourself. The event is sponsored by Everything Home Estate Consignment and Gift Store. At the event, you will meet 21 local authors representing multiple genres, including historical fiction, humor, mystery, picture books, poetry, and much more. Enjoy author talks throughout the day. There's a marketing panel from 10:15 to 10:45 a.m. and a free kids activity table for the young readers in your group. You can also stop by for a signature drink at Our Journeys Cafe and Boba Shop. Once again, remember Saturday, November 23rd, the second annual Author Fest at the Lincoln Mall.
The sights and sounds of Christmas soon will be here, as will the beginning of the Salvation Army's Red Kettle campaign on November 22nd at four locations in Freeport. The Kettle fundraiser is the largest source of income for the Freeport Salvation Army and will continue right up until Christmas Eve. With the money raised through Kettle donations, Salvation Army officials are able to operate programs that provide food and clothing to area residents in need. Volunteers are needed for bell ringing shifts, and sign up can be done at registertoring.com. Let's all be generous with the Salvation Army Kettle Campaign.
Freepod would like to recognize two contributions to community organizations in recent weeks. The Industrial Manufacturing Program at Highland Community College has received a $15,000 grant from the Gene Haas Foundation to support students enrolled in the computer numeric controlled classes, where students learn how to use CNC manufacturing equipment. Scholarships will be available for $500 to $2,000, depending on the course of study. And the Girl Scouts of Northern Illinois also received a $10,000 grant from the Carl H. Hendrickson Family Foundation, which will assist with translation of scouting materials into Spanish and allow for bilingual instructors in training sessions. Thank you to these two foundations for their contributions to our community.
And here's some more good news. We are delighted to welcome Ramon Viveros, the principal at Empire School, to our free pod host and editorial work. Mr. Viveros offered earlier this year to help us reach our Spanish-speaking community when he learned that our partners at WNIJ had recently begun translating our podcasts into Spanish and including a print version on their website. Mr. Viveros volunteered to record the translated podcast every week. So now, since late September, our Spanish-speaking community can either read or listen to our podcasts on the WNIJ website. Just go to northernpublicradio.org and click on Free Pod on the drop-down menu for news. Thank you, Ramon Viveros, for helping us expand our coverage to more listeners in the region. And here's some more good news, this about home nursing services. Next Wednesday, the Greater Freeport Partnership ambassadors will be cutting the ribbon to officially open Castor Home Nursing at 30 East Stevenson Street. Castor is the fastest-growing family-owned healthcare provider in Northern Illinois. With five departments under one roof, Castor is a one-stop solution for at-home and after-rehab care. Services include Medicare home health and therapies, pediatric nursing, adult private duty nursing, personal care and companionship, and veterans care. A wide variety of health and medical supplies are also available for sale at their location, as well as a full line of scrubs for healthcare workers. So for more information or to schedule an appointment with a member of their staff, call Castor Home Nursing at 815-564-0977.
The holidays are a great time to enjoy something a little special, and Nate and Penny Ewing Peterson of Wishful Acres have just the thing. They're introducing a special holiday ale to celebrate the season, and Free Pod and Tim Beck 2 host Tim Connors recently found out all about it.
How long does it take from beginning until end to come up with a new beer?
It doesn't take a whole lot of time. I would say maybe it depends on the research. So maybe I would give it like 3-4 weeks of research, depending upon the style. If I'm familiar with that style, it doesn't take long at all. I like to experiment with new hops. I love to experiment with new grain. New grains don't always come around, but new hops are always coming around. So that makes it easier when you're experimenting. And then sometimes they don't always go the way you want, and it kind of goes sideways, not meaning that it goes off, but it's just not the flavor I was going for. So you have to kind of like, you have to do a couple of pilot batches to make sure you're getting where you're going. And then from there you can go ahead. But I would say probably takes a couple of months to get a new recipe put together that you're really happy with.
To learn more about Wishful Acres and their business, be sure to listen to next week's in-depth Tuesday interview, which will post at noon on Tuesday, November 19th.
And are you looking for some exercise? Freeport School District 145, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois, and the National Fitness Campaign have joined forces to open a new fitness court at Freeport Middle School, 701 East Empire. The Freeport School District is the first district in Illinois to join the campaign. The outdoor court includes a number of stations where people can do a variety of strength and cardio exercises. Use of the fitness court is not restricted to the school district and is open to everyone in the community.
The Stevenson County Health Department, the Retired Senior Volunteer Program, and the Federal Emergency Management Agency, also known as FEMA, are partnering to provide a free seminar called You Are the Help Until Help Arrives, to train attendees on how to take actions that can help save lives in emergency situations. This one-hour seminar will teach basic skills that can help keep injured individuals safe and alive until professional help arrives. It will be held on Tuesday, November 19th from 5 to 6 p.m. in room 201 of the Student Conference Center at Highland Community College. No registration is required.
And as always, there are plenty of things to do in the Freeport area in the coming week, beginning with Highland's Big Band Concert tomorrow, Friday, November 15th at 7 in the Ferguson Fine Arts Center. No tickets are required for this concert. And on Saturday, November 16, there's another session of the Beginning Birder Club at 10:30 in the morning at Freeport Public Library. Designed for youth ages 6 through 10, the free class begins indoors and moves outdoors to look for birds, so please dress appropriately for the weather. All kids must have an adult with them. And while the sessions are all free, please register online at the library's website or by contacting instructor Juliet Modero at nwilaudubon@gmail.com. And also through Saturday, this is back to Alan's interest in books, the annual Voices Book Nook half-price sale continues at the Lincoln Mall, with proceeds benefiting services for survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault. The sale features gently used books, DVDs, records, puzzles, and books on CD, as well as some rare and collectible books, and a silent auction of books, quilts, and music albums. The Voices Book Nook is open from 10 to 4 at the Lincoln Mall.
And here are some other upcoming events. On Sunday, November 17th at 5 p.m., the community is invited to help flip the switch to light up the holiday tree in front of FHN Memorial Hospital. There'll be refreshments, holiday caroling, and of course, Santa Claus. And afterwards, attendees can walk up the block to the FHN Leonard C. Ferguson Cancer Center to enjoy the lighted healing garden. The event is free to all. Next Tuesday, November 19th at 6:30 p.m. at the Freeport Public Library, the League of Women Voters of Freeport is hosting a presentation called A Woman's Place is in the Voting Booth, The Story of Our Past, Present, and Future. The featured speaker is Highland Community College sociology instructor, Dr. Julie Hartman Lenk. If you're looking for something to do this week or any week, visit the Greater Freeport Partnership website at greaterfreeport.com and click on Weekly Events for a comprehensive listing of many more entertainment and dining events and activities throughout Stevenson County. You can also subscribe to their free weekly newsletter by visiting their website.
In closing, let me give you a quick heads up about a year-end fundraising drive that we're doing at FreePod to help offset some of our expenses. We've been bringing you newscasts and interviews for almost a year now, and most of the generous startup funding that we received has been spent to get us up and running. While our staff is all volunteer, we have other expenses, including insurance, our website, and marketing to help more people learn about our programs. We'll talk about this drive more in detail next week, but I wanted to let you know that we're going to be asking for your support in the next several weeks, and thank you in advance. We also wanted to remind you that last week's in-depth interview, which is available on the website and through our new Facebook page, was my friend here, Alan Wenzel, speaking with Jim Yeager, director of the Mass Communication Department at Highland. They talked about disinformation and misinformation and how that has been affecting many of our recent interactions. You should listen to it. It's a good one. And as we mentioned earlier in this podcast, next week's in-depth interview will feature FreePod and Timbuktu host Tim Connors visiting with the folks from Wishful Acres Farm and Brewery. They'll talk about how they got started with their business and how they've grown it into a successful enterprise. Like all our interviews, the conversation will post at noon on Tuesday, November 19th.
And with that, time's up for this week. But tune in again next week for more about Freeport businesses, city plans and progress, area rewards and recognition, and local impacts of state and national news and more. And as we say each week, FreePod could not come to you without the help of many other people. We're especially appreciative for the assistance of the Mass Communications Department at Highland Community College for producing this podcast. And we're also grateful to WNIJ and Northern Public Radio in DeKalb, a member station of NPR National Public Radio, for partnering with us in reaching even more listeners, including Spanish-speaking community members, with news of events and activities in Northwest Illinois. And, of course, here's a big shout-out to our many liaisons and reporters for the time they volunteer to bring the news to you. Thank you, Team FreePod. And if you have story suggestions or would like to make a tax-deductible contribution to support FreePod, visit our website at freepod.org. Again, I'm Alan Wenzel, here along with
Lynn Fever,
hoping that you'll check back next week for more news you've been missing. Thank you for listening.